Thanks.
You're on 2SER.
Well, climate change is a hot topic, no pun intended, and even in today's day and age, there is debate about whether it is real or not. But without the knowledge and expertise, it can be difficult to grasp what is really going on and quantify what climate change is. Today, I'm joined by Andy Pittman, a professor at UNSW and a director at the ARC Centre of Excellence for Climate Extremes. Welcome, Andy.
Good morning.
So firstly, can you tell us a little bit about your research focus and what it is that you do?
So I'm a climate scientist. I've been working in the area for 30 years. I'm interested in how the Earth's climate is changing, what's driving those changes, and my particular expertise is how energy, water, and carbon work their way between the atmosphere and the land surface. So I'm interested in soils, vegetation, and how soils and vegetation impact the energy, water, and carbon in the climate system.
Mm. And you've published a lot of research in climate science. Can you update us on some of the world's latest developments in climate science? What's the latest scary thing that we're all thinking about?
You really want to know the scary truth?
I do.
Yes, I'm sure there's lines and movers about not being able to handle the truth. For most of your listeners, what they would be perhaps most interested in is there hasn't been any science in the last 20 years that casts any doubt over the basic evidence that increasing carbon dioxide emissions, increasing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is leading to some really negative consequences in terms of climate change, ocean acidification, and a whole range of impacts that we really need to find ways to avoid. So there hasn't been any science that proves things wrong. The most interesting science, at least from my perspective, is around climate extremes and how things like heat waves seem to be emerging much more rapidly and much more intense than the climate scientists had anticipated. So there is quite a lot of science out there now that suggests that to a worrying degree, the climate scientists were a little bit conservative on how fast climate could change.
Conservative?
Yes.
Oh, that's not
good. We underestimated how quickly important things in the climate system could change.
Mm.
I mean, your listeners would be familiar with recent heat waves, how hot the last summer was, the fact that the records for extreme temperatures were being broken continuously, and they had been previously broken the previous year kind of thing. The climate scientists expected, I think, things to evolve a little bit more slowly, and they've been evolving quicker than we anticipated.
Mm. And to go to the semi-political space that climate change is, recently it seems to me at least that there's been a bit of a change in the tide in the public. In previous years, especially in Australia, climate denial or scepticism has been much more popular. But with the recent school strikes on climate change and many voters changing their minds based on the issue, do you think the tide is changing in sort of public mood and opinion about getting stuff done to try and mitigate the impacts of climate change?
I think there has been a groundswell across many sectors of the public. I think it's demographic. The kids coming through school and maybe uni are getting a better grounding in the evidence and the science, and that's leading to more voters concerned about the long-term future. And I think that's necessary and positive. It's unfortunate they need to be concerned about it, but it's good that they are concerned. But I'd also say that certain businesses, the financial sector, some of the big banks, insurance companies have gotten really concerned about things like long-term financial viability and have been quite active in trying to drive some of the discourse out there in terms of briefing government and now they're getting much more active in trying to communicate the risks around climate change. And whereas both, you know, governments of all persuasions can ignore the scientists, it seems, they can find it much harder to ignore some of the major financial organizations, I think.
And just finally, I want to give you a bit of an opportunity here. There's a lot of, you know, many people base their views or their understanding of climate change on a range of different sources, some of which may or may not be very reliable. Are there any furphies or any sort of messages that you would like the average punter to have about climate change as a prominent climate scientist?
The most important thing is to stop fussing around stuff on the internet that says it's a myth or it's not true. It's a waste of your time to be thinking in those terms. There is, however, really cool stuff to be done moving forward. The solutions to climate change aren't coming from the climate science. They're coming from the people who have expertise in law, in business, in engineering, in psychology, in human behavior, in all of the areas that expertise is brought to bear on the problem, from refugee law to how to manage water in the landscape. So get on board and find the solutions, and don't waste your time reading rubbish on the internet that is made up to try to muddy the waters on the reality of climate change.
Well, I think that's good advice on climate change and on a range of different issues. Andy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're most welcome.
That was Andy Pittman, a professor at UNSW and director at the ARC Centre of Excellence for Climate Extremes, chatting to us about the current state of climate change science and politics right at this moment. The news is coming up very, very soon. First, here's a track called Coal. It's from Fair Maiden.